For the first word, the word in English tonight, I would like to read one verse from the book of the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. And the word of God says as follows. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth who have practiced his ordinances. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you will remain hidden on the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. So may this word be a blessing for our souls tonight. Amen. I think you already know what I'm about to speak on, right? If you read carefully with me, we see here three calls that God makes us tonight through this prophet, through prophet Zephaniah. Namely, the first one is, seek the Lord, seek righteousness, and seek humility. And the title of tonight's sermon is, what are you seeking? What are you seeking? And if I would ask all of you, what are you truly seeking? I don't think we would finish before midnight. But still, I would like to ask you and just answer for yourself. What are you seeking in this life, brothers and sisters? In the morning when you wake up, you go to school, you go to work, what are you seeking in that time? You stop at a store, at an office, what are you looking for? We as Romanians, what are we looking for here in this beautiful country, in the United States? Let me get a little bit more specific. What are we looking for tonight here in the house of God? Why did we come here tonight? Did you come here maybe because you're looking for something specific? And let's think a little bit about all of this. Just look back in all these years, since we were little kids, from our childhood till today, we're looking for things. Yeah. How many things have we searched every day for years, years after years? And just think about it. Even though we have maybe found most of the things that we were looking for, I'm wondering, why do we still keep searching? Why do we continue to look and seek things? What are you looking for in your search that you have not found yet? What is it in your search that you have to find so you can finally really say, okay, now I'm fulfilled, now I'm happy, now I'm satisfied? Do you know what Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes dozens of times? Just read it at home so you can see how often he says that. I will read only Ecclesiastes 1:14. Listen to that. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is futility and striving after wind. Am văzut tot ce se face sub soare, spune Solomon aici. Și am putea înțelege cam așa. Am căutat absolut tot ce se face sub soare. Și concluzia lui este, iată, totul este deșertăciune și goană după vânt. Și am spus asta în română pentru că vreau să întreb pe frații mai în vârstă. Are dreptate Solomon aici? Așa este? I think it is exactly like that. From the morning till night, we run. And it seems that we cannot find what we are looking for, right? Days after days, years after years, every single day, and we don't find it. And we also say, okay, no problem, tomorrow I'll start all over again. The day after tomorrow, I'll start all over again. And it just seems like this search never ends. It's a never-ending search because everything that a person looks for on this earth, it's only toil, vanity, and chasing the wind, like we just read it. But it's in the human nature to seek. But we have the Word of God. Praise God for this Word, because here we can find truly important things that are truly worth to look for, because these things, they will truly bring you joy and spiritual fulfillment. Zephaniah, he encourages us this evening, first of all, to seek the Lord. First of all, to seek the Lord. And that's my first point. Seek the Lord, because this is the greatest need that a person can have in his life. To seek the one who made him in his own image and after his likeness, yes? And if man or if a person could just understand this fact, that this is our greatest need, and that there is absolutely nothing in this world that can satisfy you or fulfill your life in all this searching as our Lord Jesus Christ can. And the entire Bible, we can find many and many verses that gives us this exhortation to seek the Lord, both in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. And I want to read you something out of the New Testament so that no one can say that only the Old Testament speaks about that, what I'm about to read. Listen to Acts 17, verse 26, 27. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might feel around for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. So again, God has certain times and he has certain limits. So he wants to say here that from the moment when we were born until the moment when we die, these are the two limits. And in this time frame, we have to seek the Lord every single day. Amen? Because like I said, he is our greatest need, brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you, if you look for him every single day, and if you find him and you start your day with him, I'm telling you that that day starts to make sense. And this will be a perfect and fulfilled day. And tomorrow you do exactly the same thing. You wake up, you start your day with him, you seek him, you look him in the eyes, and then together with him, you can look and seek and find all the other things. But first, it's always him. First, seek our Lord and Savior. Amen? And David, so happy and satisfied, he confesses here in Psalm 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and rescued me from all my fears. And in Amos 5, 6, the first part says, seek the Lord so that you may live. Seek the Lord so that you may live. So what else do you want more? I mean, isn't that what a person wants the most? To live a beautiful and fulfilled life next to his beloved ones in his house? I think that's exactly what we want and our constant desire and need. And you know what? It will be fulfilled if we seek the Lord sincere with all of our heart and with all of our soul. But that's not all, because I have even better news for us this evening. Just look at Luke 19. Yeah, Luke 19, verse 10. Here it says that also he is looking for us. Luke 19, 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Glory to God. So can you imagine that we are looking for him, and on the other hand, he is looking for us? And if our search is sincere, and if we look for him with all of our heart, he allows himself to be found by all of us. And I pray that he allows himself to be found by all of us tonight, so we can all together look at him, look at his beauty, and then our hearts will be filled with joy and peace. And let's never get tired of looking at him. Because as we are here tonight in his presence, I want all of us to do another thing that's very important for us. Isaiah 51 verse 1, here we see Isaiah's exhortation or encouragement to us. It says, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were dug." So Zephaniah, first of all, he said, seek the Lord. And now Isaiah tells us, you who seek the Lord, first of all, look to the rock from which you were cut. And then he says, look to the quarry from which you were dug. What does that exactly mean, to look to the rock from which we were cut? What is that rock? Or who is that rock? Deuteronomy 32 verse 4, here in this song of Moses about God, he says, he is the rock. And verse 18, you forgot the rock who fathered you and forgot the God who gave you birth. Isaiah 17:10, for you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not remembered the rock of your refuge. And there are so many other verses in the Bible who speaks about that rock and who tells us so clearly that this rock is our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I really love what Samuel wrote about that rock. I want to read only two verses that speak so clearly about God, who is that rock. 2 Samuel 22:32. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? Verse 47, the Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation. I won't go into the Psalms to see what David writes about this rock. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and all the prophets. But allow me to read only what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:4. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them. And the rock was Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He is our rock. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the rock that we must look to, those who seek the Lord. But however, now that we know that he is our rock, Isaiah said, look to the rock from which we were cut. Now, what does this mean, from which we were cut? When were we cut, right? Isaiah 49:16, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. And here it reminds us of his hands that were pierced at Golgotha on a cross. And here is where he engraved us into his palms. He is our rock, brothers and sisters, and in this rock we must trust. Amen? But then, look, secondly, Isaiah also said in this chapter, after we look to him, after we look to this rock, let us also look to the pit from which he has lifted us up from, right? And of course, here I have to mention David, Psalm 40, verse 2. Where David just makes this incredible statement. Listen to that. He brought me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud, and set my feet on a rock, making my footsteps firm. And we all know, brothers and sisters, from which pit he brought us and he lifted us up from, right? And he set our feet on a solid rock, and he gave us a firm ground where we can stand on. And from this firm ground now, we can look back and see the mud where we once were, the place where we would have perished if his mighty hand had not pulled us out from. But why is the reason why prophet Isaiah encourages us to look upon this pit? Why does he say, look upon this pit? Well, because it is to never forget where we were before. To never forget the ugly and the sinful state from which he has saved us, because he came into this world to seek and to save what was lost. And he found us too, and we found him. And he still allows even today himself to be found by those who seeks him with a sincere heart. And there is still a little time, but I want to tell you, not much, so hurry up and seek the Lord. Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found. So this statement tells me that there will be a time when you will be no more able to find him. There will be a time when it'll be too late. So here we clearly see that the most important search in our life, among all the other things that we're looking for, is to seek the Lord first. He is our greatest priority, brothers and sisters. Every day we have to seek him. He has to be the first thought in the morning when we wake up. He has to be the last thought when we go back to bed. And let's all of us say, Lord, I seek you. Lord, I seek your face. And brothers and sisters, he will respond to us by pouring his joy and his peace into our hearts. Do you believe that? Amen. A second thing that Zephaniah emphasized here in this verse is seek righteousness. Seek righteousness. What is he referring here? Well, I can tell you that for sure he's not referring to a state of quarrels and misunderstandings between us, between family members, or with anyone else. We might have a conflict, a problem, or a misunderstanding. For sure, he's not referring to that when he says, seek righteousness. To understand it even better, what he says with that statement, seek righteousness, let's read a very familiar verse for all of us. Paul writes to Titus in chapter 2, verse 11, as follows, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people." Now, verse 12. "Instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live," now listen to that, how we should live, "to live sensibly, righteously, and in a godly manner in the present age." I recently spoke about this verse or on this verse, and I told you that living with a temperance describes my relationship with myself. To be a tempered and a balanced man, right? Living with godliness describes my relationship with God and with Jesus. To be full of zeal for God and Jesus, to be full of zeal for his work. But now, living righteously, that means or that describes the relationships with us, with all the people among us, with our colleagues, with our neighbors, with all the brothers and sisters here at church. And that is what Zephaniah refers to, seek righteousness. He's telling us, live beautifully. Live with the dignity that a child of God has. Be fair. Be fair in all your relationships. Treat everyone the same. Do not make distinctions. Have no preferences. Love everyone equally. Behave the same with everyone. Behave the same. How many times have I seen people talking in a different way, behaving in a different way, and 2 minutes later, complete different person? Don't be like the weather. Behave the same. That means seek righteousness. That means to live a righteous life, brothers and sisters. And David says in Psalm 37, verse 6, He will bring out your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. And allow me now to read a few lines, not a lot, from a few different psalms so we can see truly how to seek righteousness. Psalm 71, 16. "I will come with the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, yours alone." How much injustice is there in this world? Everybody wants to say, "I am right." Do you know that not even we, as children of God, not even we are able to always say, "I am right"? But you know what we can do for sure? We can say, "God is right." And that's why we will make mention of his righteousness and his alone. Amen. Psalm 71:19, for your righteousness, God reaches to heavens. God, who is like you? Verse 24, my tongue also will tell of your righteousness all day long. Let's switch to Proverbs 12, verse 5. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. 21:3, to do righteousness and justice is preferred by the Lord more than sacrifice. And the last one, Micah 6:8, he has told you, mortal one, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? So Zephaniah encouraged all of us tonight, first of all, to seek the Lord and to seek righteousness. And now, knowing the righteous God and knowing the Lord of righteousness, let us speak about it every single day. Let us proclaim it every single day. And always remember God and his straight path, brothers and sisters, because that way we can do every time what is right. And like that, we can spread out this beautiful perfume of righteousness into this wicked and corrupt world. Amen? So again, here is what we must seek with all of our might, with all of our intention, with all of our desire: the Lord and his righteousness. And you know why? Because Acts 17:31 says, because he has set a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all people by praising him from the dead. May God help all of us to, first of all, seek the Lord and then to seek his righteousness. Amen. And then the last point, very short, a third thing that Zephaniah points out here is seek humility. Seek humility. So many times have I spoken on this topic, the other pastors and servants, so many times have we spoken on that topic, on humility. It has almost become annoying for someone, unbearable. I mean, it's a paradox to speak today about humility in a world or in a time where we see that everything that is promoted, everything that is proposed for the future, is it in the business world, is it in the political world, absolutely everything has at the core a lot of pride, a lot of arrogance, malice, hatred. So the context of the days that we're living right now, they're absolutely not compatible with humility. People who want to live a humble life oftentimes are ridiculed, are mocked. People are laughing at them just because they want to live a humble life, just because they want to be humbled. But even though they are mocked and laughed at, the Bible urges us, not only Zephaniah, the entire Bible urges us to seek humility. And now, do you want to believe me when I tell you that even after I sought the Lord, even after I sought his righteousness, and even after I found them, do you know that there is even then, there is a chance that a state of spiritual pride can come over us as Christians? It's some kind of spiritual arrogance or haughtiness, thinking sometimes maybe that we are better than others. Hey, you know what? I'm much longer on the Lord's path than the guy next to me. He has no idea what he's saying. I have gifts, he doesn't. I can speak in tongue, he doesn't. I prophesy, he doesn't. And the devil is so sneaky and so subtle, he tries to infiltrate pride into our hearts, brothers and sisters. And we all know that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble one. Amen. We can read that in 1 Peter 5, verse 5, but listen to 1 Peter 5, verse 6. The same like Zephaniah, he encourages us here to seek humility. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt you at the proper time. So, brothers and sisters, if we have sought the Lord and if we have found him, let's fix our eyes on him. Never look away. Let's make him our model of life. Let's learn from him because he teaches us. Matthew 11:29, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Seek humility. Zephaniah encourages tonight. So do not seek only the Lord and his salvation. Do not seek only the Lord and his help and his protection. No, seek the Lord, seek righteousness, and always seek the Lord and his humility, brothers and sisters. And let us all become more and more like him. And I say, may God help all of us to do so. And may he open our eyes to truly see what we have to look for in our lives, brothers and sisters. Perhaps another time I will speak more on different things that the Bible shows us and tells us what we have to look for as children of God. But for now, I will stop here at these three important pursuits: seek the Lord, seek righteousness, and seek humility. May God help all of us, and may God bless you all. Amen.